Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and we're going to visit with Kristen Wick, the Marketing Director and Foundation Manager at Johnson Memorial Health Services. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing great. Did I butcher your job title there? Or?
It's Marketing and Foundation Manager.
Okay, Marketing and Foundation Manager. Okay. So what's all that involve, Kristen?
Oh, it's a little bit of everything. I do marketing and advertising, community relations, any of the public events, and then I also write all of our grants. So, you know, it keeps me busy. Besides, and then I think I left off the foundation, which is a huge part of my job.
Yep.
So there's never a dull day.
There you go.
Put it that way.
And I can tell you, love your job.
Oh, I do. I actually feel so blessed. Because when we moved back to Dawson from Omaha, I really didn't know what I was going to do, but I found probably my dream job, I would say.
Yeah, you're a people person, and your job fits you well there.
Yes, it does.
All right, what are we going to talk about this morning, Kristen?
Well, I wanted to talk about our speaker that we're bringing to our community. Amy D., she is an RN. But she spent 9 years working in an acute care behavior health hospital. So she's really a psychiatric RN. And we are bringing her originally to speak to our staff about mental flexibility and resilience. But then we're also opening up to the community at three different times where they can come see her. You know, this past year has not been great.
Yeah.
Not just for healthcare, but for all of us.
Yep.
And so she is, she's hilarious. She has great insight and she makes you think. And, you know, so it's an entertaining event. Of course, when she speaks to our staff, she'll be speaking about, you know, mental flexibility in our lives, but also on the job and the challenges we have in healthcare. But when she speaks to the audience in our community, she'll really be talking about the challenges, the everyday challenges that we have at home, you know, with work, life balance, if that is even a thing.
Yeah, during the COVID pandemic, you know, mental health came to the forefront there, and I'm sure that's what she's going to address, I suppose, huh? Mental health aspect of it?
Yeah, she has a great thing. You know, she says, shift your perspective, change your life. I've gone on YouTube and I've watched some of her presentations. She is really funny. One thing she always says is her favorite thing is when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And how true is that?
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Say that quote again. That was a good one.
When you change the way you look at things, the thing you look at change. The things you look at change.
Yep. Awesome.
Yeah. And so, you know, when we look at COVID and this past year, many of us are looking at all the challenges, but what are some of the good things that happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know, life slowed down. Families were eating together at the table. Luckily our kids had social media that they could still talk to their friends and, you know, FaceTime with them. Whereas if it would have been in our age, Paul, we would have been pretty lonely.
Right. And probably
any of that technology.
Yeah. And probably no school.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, she gives a really good way to look at things and give you a different perspective.
Okay. All right, why don't you tell her where she's going to be at? And is there a charge for it, or is it free? Or
no, it's free. So the Lacaparo Health Network, which has now changed into the River Valley Health Network, got Amy through a grant because she's a very, she's not cheap, I'm not going to lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
But because we had grant money, we were able to get her to come to our communities. So, I mean, you really don't want to miss out on one of these opportunities to see her. It's free. And the first one is Wednesday, June 9th at 7 p.m., and that'll be at the Prairie Arts Center in Madison. And then the next time she's speaking is the following day, so Thursday, June 10th at 5:30 p.m. at Shooter's Bar and Grill, and that's in Appleton. And then also on Thursday, June 10th, at 7:30 at the Dawson Boyd High School Gym or Community Center in Dawson, obviously.
Okay. So this week, actually today.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. How crazy is that? We should have done this last month.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep. So tonight at the Prairie Arts Center, and what time was that in Madison?
7 p.m.
Okay, and then tomorrow, two times.
So 5:30 p.m. at Shooter's Bar and Grill, and 7:30 p.m. at the Dawson Boyd Community Center or, you know, the gym.
Okay. Yeah, that's great that you get to bring her in. And, we need to talk about issues like this, don't we?
Yeah, we really do. And, I mean, I know that our healthcare facilities, we all have mental health providers, so you can talk to them, you know, when you need to. But this, I think, is just a way, I think we all need to laugh.
Yep.
And the one thing I've seen on all of her videos is the audience is laughing. And I can tell you, as just coming off a great girls' weekend with my mom and my sisters, we laughed and laughed and laughed, and that is so good for the soul.
Yep, and that's the best medicine is laughter, right?
It absolutely is, yeah.
Okay. Good, Kristen. I appreciate your time, and I just want to encourage everybody to attend one of those three in Madison tonight, and then Appleton tomorrow at 5:30, and then in Dawson at 7, you said, or 7:30?
7:30.
On Thursday.
Yep. And Amy has several books that she's written, too. And so she'll have them there so you can get them autographed and just meet with her afterwards. One of them made me laugh really hard because it was about couples under construction, how to strengthen your relationship while you build your dream home. Now, so, I mean, my sister Carla is doing a remodel right now, and she might want to buy that book. And No. So that one just made me chuckle because it's not easy to make all those decisions.
Right.
And then my favorite one probably was Fall in Love with You. And so it's really talking about the fear of failure, negative self-talk, and holding a grudge really can hold us down. And hold us down to who we aren't supposed to be. We can't live our lives to the greatest. So this book is going to help us escape our self-created cocoon, and I like that, so we can learn to fall in love with ourselves again. So I think, you know, some of those books, I know I'm going to purchase a couple of them.
Yep, good. All right, well, once again, tell us where's she going to be, and it's free.
Yes, so it's Amy D., and she'll be in Wednesday, today, June 9th, at 7 p.m. in the Prairie Arts Center. She'll be on Thursday, tomorrow, June 10th, 5:30 at Shooter's Bar and Grill in Appleton, and 7:30 at the Dawson Boyd High School Gym.
All right. Appreciate it, Kristen. Thank you very much. And I'm going to be attending one of those three, that's for sure.
So. That sounds great.
All right. Hope to see everyone there. Thank you, Kristen.
Yes. Thanks, Paul.
Kristen Wick from Johnson Memorial Health Services, and that has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.